Now, summer breakfast might be winding up, real breakfast might be starting again tomorrow, but they'll still need an album of the week. Yes, they will. And here to provide it is RN's own Paul Gough. Paul, welcome.
Great to be here with you. No. I hope they need me too.
Of course they will. Everybody needs albums of the week, Paul. It's a ritual that we need to indulge. Tell us who you've chosen.
Okay, the last time I think we had a Leif as a vocalist, you'll probably be thinking
Leif Garrett.
Of Leif Garrett, exactly. I don't know if he was album of the week, though. This chap, though, is a young guy from Montreal, and he's somewhat of a perfectionist. His name's Leif Volbeck. And I think it's interesting when you come across a new name. Often, you know, we like the same. We like the artists we know that we're familiar with. And there is something about, when you listen to the music of Leif Volbeck, that feels like a comfortable shoe. It's a voice that he has a wonderful storytelling ability within his lyric. Musically, it belongs, I guess, if you're a fan of Ryan Adams, or he's also a big fan of Gillian Welsh. But it speaks of the blues, it speaks of, you know, beautiful folk tunes, and he's a great fan of Jeff and Tim Buckley as well.
Okay.
So in that sense, you'll feel like you know him already.
How did you come across him?
Oh, I just was scouting around. This came out around nearly a year ago. He's from Canada, and he's, I guess, been doing the slow haul. It's about to be released in America because there has been this momentum gathering behind his music once people have heard him. So given that it's got this new lease of life, that's how I've sort of come across it. And he recorded it with, coming from Montreal, he's recorded it with the guy that produced the Arcade Fire. He's got the violin, Sarah Neufeld, who plays with Arcade Fire as well, has helped arrange some of the tracks. He said the easiest thing was to actually write the music, which is interesting, but to record it, it took him over 2 years because he wanted to do each track in one take. So this sent him from New York to Paris, back to Montreal to create this album.
Well, this sounds very hip, very now. Paul, introduce the track and the album to us.
Okay, the album from Leif Volbeck is called North Americana, and the track I'm going to play for you is called Southern United States, and I think this is, from his perspective, coming from Canada, all his influences seem to be south of the border, and a lot of the musicians, he said, have this very much an efficient, you know, they're aligning themselves to America and the southern states.
Paul Gough, thank you. An album of the week, and it's from Leif Volbeck. As Paul says, North Americana is the album and the track, Southern United States.
One, two, Southern
Leif Volbeck, remember that name. It's album of the week, and that album is Southern United States. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Something like that. North Americana. Southern United States was, of course, the track. But, hey, you knew that.